Secretary of State Colin Powell today telephoned Turkey's prime minister to stress the urgency of deploying U.S. troops to Turkey. Turkey's parliament was scheduled to vote yesterday on the troops issue, but it was postponed until today or tomorrow. The deployment of U.S. forces to Turkish bases and its southern border with Iraq are seen as key elements in military preparations ahead of any war in Iraq. Talks continue between Washington and Ankara over financial aid to Turkey to help reduce the damage of any war to Turkey's economy. Mexico is among the UN Security Council members against a war in Iraq. This is the first time Mexico has held a Security Council seat, and it's bucking U.S. wishes by supporting further inspections in Iraq. The United States and its allies are lobbying forcefully to persuade Mexico to change its stance, but internal pressures likely will keep Mexico at odds with the United States. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
On the streets of Mexico City, it's difficult to find people who support a U.S.-led war against Iraq. At this Mexico City vegetable market, tomato vendor José Alfredo Martínez says war would be disastrous.
Muy mal para el mundo.
This is bad for the world, he says. It's not convenient for anyone. Besides, we're a totally peaceful nation. 78-year-old Marta Flores chimes in.
Que el señor Bush con el señor Hussein.
I wish Bush and Hussein would beat up on each other until they're exhausted and their anger goes away. That public sentiment is the driving force behind Mexico's stance at the Security Council in New York. The government of President Vicente Fox is already looking forward to July, when Mexicans elect a new Congress and six governors. If Fox is seen as capitulating to U.S. interests now, it could cause a voter backlash and harm his National Action Party halfway through his term. Day after day, Mexican government officials emphasized they won't support a new resolution against Iraq. Joining the ranks of permanent Security Council members Germany and France, Mexico's Interior Minister Santiago Creel spelled it out this way.
Nuestra propuesta es clara.
Our proposal is clear, he said. Let's win the war on terrorism without losing the peace. But by protecting its political flank at home, Mexico is also running a risk of damaging relations with the United States. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Tony Garza told a conference last Friday that difficult issues between the two nations could become impossible to resolve. And once again, he urged Mexico to support the United States' stance.
Si nosotros somos vulnerables,
if we're threatened, you're threatened too, and vice versa, he said. This decision requires political courage. The issues that could be in jeopardy include a long-sought immigration accord between Mexico and the U.S. Early in his administration, Fox tried to capitalize on what appeared to be a close relationship with George Bush by pushing forward a sweeping deal to legalize millions of undocumented workers in the U.S. After the attacks on September 11th, those talks stalled. Mexico also depends on the United States economically, shipping nearly 9 out of 10 exports to the North. Strained relations might not bode well for business. But Mexico also is important to the United States. Hispanics are now the largest minority group in America and also the fastest growing. Professor George Grayson of the College of William and Mary says their influence could be strongly felt in the 2004 U.S. presidential elections.
The White House wants to keep in Fox's good graces because in so doing, that will signal to Hispanic voters in the United States that the Republicans are their friends. And so while I think that the Mexican independence at the UN is perhaps a thorn in Washington's side, it's certainly not a dagger in bilateral relations.
Some analysts predict that when the time comes to vote on the upcoming Security Council resolution, Mexico will abstain, skirting a direct conflict with the U.S. while keeping the peace at home. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.